Okay, welcome. October 7th, we got Lance and Lucas tonight. Need some more students to join in the future here, or else maybe we'll just have to do a session all at once. Everybody's busy in the middle of the semester with homework and stuff. I will start by sharing my screen here. Now you should see the screen. Hopefully I'll try to go through this quickly today because we only have a few people, so ask questions. Lucas? This is the website. We got the Jupyter Hub server up. I can run through a notebook here. I gotta make a new one. So you can do file a new notebook here. So I create a new notebook, which is going to be a Python 3 kernel. And then I need to rename this notebook to be Python Workshop 2020-10-0. And today's the 6th. Yeah. Did I say that at the beginning? Doing that, and today from the session, we're supposed to be talking about built-in functions and help in Python. So any questions, I can monitor the chat here, but any questions on what we talked about before with running and quitting variables, data types, data conversions, and getting your stuff up and running, you should be able to get a new Jupyter session up like I did here with the notebooks going in. So is everybody good with that? Let's see if I can look at the participants. Let's see here if I can pull up my participants tab. So thumbs up if you're good. Lance, can you give me, Lucas, everybody give me a thumbs up that you at least get the Python open, only a couple of you, so take advantage and ask me questions. Yes,
I got not one. Sure part of my stuff is working, so I'm gonna just talk as we go then, because my like emoji thing isn't working with it.
You got, I can help you out. We got time. I want to make sure you get up and stuff.
No, I have everything. I got everything up and running. I just, I have Zoom open on a separate thing, and I have my PC up in front of me. So I'm good with the PC.
Good. Okay. Well, hopefully you can talk, because I get bored by myself here, and I like to talk to people. More. Oh, okay. I can clear them. Okay, what are we supposed to do today? Today is built-in functions. Talking about how we can use built-in functions, what they are, where we find out more information about them, what kind of errors can occur in programs. And we have the objectives of explain the purpose of why we use functions, correctly call built-in Python functions, correctly nest calls and built-in functions, and we spray some documentations. Okay, starting over again, but October 6th, 2020, we're talking about we talked about data types and data conversions last time. Doing built-in functions and help this time. So I'll start here by sharing my screen. And we'll do that. Okay, now we can all see my screen. And I got the recording going in, which is by the way, the recording version. So let's see if we can get through some of this data We did data types last time, so today we're trying to do built-in functions. How can we use built-in functions? What are they? What kinds of errors can occur? What's the purpose of a function? And correct recall built-in functions. Can we nest the built-in functions, and how do we get help? And look at syntax and naming errors that may occur. So okay, so I'm going to pick on you today since you're on here. Help me out.
No worries.
Do you have some idea what a function is in Python?
I'm more familiar with C, but I would imagine like print statements or scan statements or something along those lines.
Yeah, a print statement's a built-in function. I guess it's kind of a built-in function in C. Okay, so when we type wrong here, we want to, first, Vern, we got the Jupyter notebook open, so I got the one for today. We want to add comments. And basically, a comment is something that's not executed by Python. So if you start with the dollar sign, you can have a comment. If you don't start with the dollar sign, you can have a set of value. And then you can have a comment after this. So anything after the dollar sign is ignored. A lot of times you put short comments after them. I like to keep my code to 80 characters if possible, but so comments at the end can get very long, but you can put a little bit in here, like if you wanted to put a unit or something in there, so we can do that. So comments, can do that. And then if you execute this, you do shift enter, and you got that. So Lucas, you got that? All set? Yes. Okay. So there's arguments to functions. Can be zero or more arguments to a functions. And I don't know, we didn't really mention it too much, but we used them last time. Link takes an argument, int, string, float. Create new values from existing ones. Print takes zero or more arguments. So like we mentioned, print in Python and C. So we could do something like print before, putting a function, print before, I didn't want to do that. Let me go back here. And I can just go back up and add a couple of lines to this. Print with no arguments after. So, and of course I didn't spell print right. So we can do that. And why doesn't that execute? Somehow I didn't have that be code. So you got to watch up here. You got code, markdowns, and raw. So you got to make sure it's a code to execute the code. Lucas, is that good? Set on that?
Yep, all set on
see that. See there? I don't want to pull you. You're at the bottom, I think. Oh, I'll change my windows on my other monitor around. I got two I need another third monitor. I miss my office. Three big monitors at my office. Only got two here. Okay, so we're doing that. Before and after, you print that out. Common use functions, something like min and max, to give you the largest and smallest values. So we can do that. Print max 1, 2, 3. And if you've done print min a 0. So try that and see. With one line, we can get the maximum of three values. You don't need to make a loop. Very easy to get through the values. And then remember minimums we can have for out of characters. So we can get that out, and that works fine to look at that data. Min, max, okay, what do we think we'll do with this statement? Max 1, comma A. What do you think, Lucas, what would this command do? If you
So it print the max of the statement 1 and comma A, but since A is a character rather than an integer, I'm guessing it would just display 1.
We can try it. We're mixing the strings and integers, and it's not supported. So the max function does not support mixing them. So easiest way to do that, some of this is, you know, when I ask you questions, you can just cheat by just putting them, putting in and seeing what it does. Round 3.71412. You know, you can round off variables, output that data. The next example is round 3.712, 1. You give it two arguments. Put 3 in here. What does it do? It just gives the first one. So not only if you put the 1 is another argument then. The number of decimal places. So the second argument is number of decimal places. So if you wanted to round it to 2 or 3 decimal places, you put the number afterwards. And that's why you can't put like 1.2, because they make it an integer, so that you have to make sure you put that in there. This is another reason to type sometimes to use integers, because you can't have a fractional number of decimal places. So that's a good example to always use integers there. So built-in functions, how do you get help when you can ask me? You can do help on round, and it gives you, that helps a built-in function. Round's a number, and then the n int equals none. The same type as number and integer may be negative. Maybe negative, huh?
Professor, I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
So with the function help, if you're putting round inside of it, is that requesting help with the function of rounding, or is that the whole command of what you would execute normally to get help?
It's helping. The help is on the function round, just like you would put like help min or something.
Okay, sweet. Thank you.
So it's the help on that function, and it returns what the arguments are. And that's why I was looking at the argument list for the integers and integers. And I think it gives the default, you know, you don't have to give the numbers. So like round 1, the number is there, so it doesn't have equals to something. And a lot of times you put them in these brackets and stuff too, if you have them in, but when you give the equals to, that means that, I think that means, no, these are the number of arguments that they're not required. returns the value of an integer if, and so it tells you what it does. Returns the value is an integer if n digits is emitted. So it's just an integer value. If it's none, if you want to put one or two, then it's a number afterwards. So it's supposed to give you a brief explanation of what the command does.
Okay.
So that's how you find help. You have to actually know what the command is to be able to do that first, though. So we'll see how that. Other questions? And you monitoring two computers. I keep, I'm gonna bring up my emails in case there's people email me that they can't do stuff. Okay, I think I have that. Okay, help. Good. No questions. Python reports syntax errors when it can't understand the source of a code of a program. So if it doesn't understand what you're trying to do, it just won't run that. So here's an example. If you forgot to close the quote marks around the string. So this is harder to do because name equals David. See, it automatically puts it in for me. So you kind of have to go back and delete it so that I don't have it there. But if you forget it, will get a syntax error. So syntax errors, same as in C, you can't understand what's going on. Type of error that occurs. You can do this too if you do something like age equals 52. You got two equal signs and again a syntax error. So lots of syntax errors that you can look at. A lot of people make these errors. And this is another reason why when you do your programming, you code as you go. So it's easier to find these errors. Again, I had to take out the parentheses that they added in to get the error message. But so you want to code as you go because then you can see where the errors are occurring. And not try to write a whole program. So you write it one part at a time. So you write a line, you make sure it works. You go on, make sure it's doing what you want it to do as you're going in. And you test everything as you go. So Jupyter Notebooks has a couple additional helps. And let's see here. You can do stuff. Place the cursor mirror anywhere in a function indentation and hold down the shift key or press the tab key. So let me see if I can do this. Print. If I can do print. And so what you're supposed to do is hold down the shift key. And that's supposed to work. Tab key. Help. Let me try this on in. No. Should I just put a question mark in it? Oh, that doesn't work.
Professor, are you trying to pull up the doc stream?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to pull, basically get the same help, but with the document. And I'm trying to think, is that because...
I think you have to put the cursor within the brackets and then hold shift and tab at the same time.
Oh, shift and tab. Oh, there you go. Yes. Hold shift and tab. I usually don't do this. That's why I'm not familiar with it. So shift and tab. Yeah, there you go. I guess once you hold it, then you can do it. Yeah, shift and tap. That's another reason you can't see what the keys are doing. Usually I don't do it this way, but I guess you get the string above it as opposed to doing help. Oh, man. Usually I just do help man and stuff on it. I don't do the man. So can I do shift tab? Yeah. You can do it right there too, so. Okay, help on that. Lots of help information to get. So good, try that. Okay, here we got a little example. Radiance equals 1.0 and radiance equals max 2.1, 2.0 plus min radiance. Ooh, see, do I have that all right? Oh, okay, what a complicated here. So what's the value of radiance? Is a question. And Lucas, you want to take a crack at this?
Since you assigned radiance as 1, that's what it would be for the whole thing, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, well, it would be for the second command, but you put 1 in where radiance is in the second one, and then radiance gets redefined.
Let me try writing out the code and then seeing what it says.
So the minima 1.0, then you get 1.0 times 1.0 minus 0.5. So which occurs first, subtraction or multiplication?
Would it be the subtraction?
Yeah, I think it's a subtraction. I never like doing that. I always like putting it in parentheses. But it should be, 0.5 times that 1.5, you get a negative value. You don't get negative, sorry, you get 0.6. And so then that's the minimum of that is 0.6. And then the maximums of, 2.1 and then 2.0 plus 0.6. So it will be 2.6 will be the answer, right? You see how that goes? So this is all 0.6. That part, you add that 0.6 to 2. So you get 2.6, and then you take the maximum of 2.1 and 2.6. So print Right, Vance is still with us, I hope. Yeah, he's typing some stuff out. So I see that in the chat box. Good. All good to go on. Lucas. Okay, here's another example. Lucas, you want to try this? I'll put the data on here. So you probably, you could render code, but can you try to predict what what each of the print statements and the code will do? So, and then the last one, does the last one give an error or does it actually work? The last print statement. So start with the first print statement. What does this print?
So it would just it print the max of whatever you print is.
Yeah, so
max of A, B, C.
So it's easy string is A, B, and C. So what's the max of A, B, C?
Would it have a max since they're just normal letters?
Yeah. So you can take a maximum of a letter. It does it by the ASCII tables that they have. So the higher letters in the alphabet would be higher values. So C would be the maximum.
Okay.
Then you got rich and poor, print the max of that. And again, it goes alphabetized. So if you want the maximum, it's the one that's lower in that. So T is lower. So you got TIN would be the maximum on rich and poor. And then again, mac link string or max link poor. So the length of that, so what would that be? You take the length of these strings, it should be 3 and 4, right? Mm-hmm. So rich would be 4 and poor would be 3, and it's TIN, so you get the maximum of 3 and 4 is 4. So, you can just put that in there. Oh, well, that's right. And of course, you can't mix. If you had poor, you gotta have the length of the poor to have it right. So maxim, they don't return none because print max. If you do it like that, you get an error because you need at least one argument. So if you don't give it, it expects one argument. So it won't return none of an empty set because you didn't give it anything because it requires an argument. So you got to remember that arguments are required. So Let's see here. So remember that Python, the length is kind of funny because the length is a total number of characters, but Python is zero based, so all the indexing values start at zero, which can kind of be a little bit confusing. So Python's a computer, counts at zero, and people like to start counting at one. So it's a difference. So let's see here, name. Well, we had name before, right? So if I printed name, I have that defined. No? Did I not define name? Name, oh, no. Maybe I never typed it out right. Name equals David. And then you can print name. And that's defined. So what about print length of name? Now that will be five because there's five of them, but you're indexing it. You know, you can't index something by the total length. So if you did something like name and then length name, when we index that, it's out of range because you got five characters in it because people start counting at one. So length is like the indexing of how many characters there are. But whenever you want to index something because it's zero based, you really have to do something like name, length, name, minus one. So you see a lot of times you have a minus one in it to get the actual, if you're using linked to do it, there's always a minus one you have to put because of the zero starting at the value. Does that make sense, Lucas? Is C zero based or one based or one indexed?
I believe it's zero based. Our teacher hasn't really covered that much. Yeah. There's a lot that's kind of new to me.
Yeah, so I think C is zero indexed. I shouldn't say based. It's indexed. It's how you index the values. So C is that way, but Fortran is one indexed. But I think C is zero indexed. So use comments to document your code. Please, please, please do this. I have a whole documentation guide on my website to talk about how you document code and what I like to put in it. Functions can take zero or more arguments. Some of them are required. Common use built-in functions, min, max, round, print. Some of these functions we do a lot of stuff with. They can only work on certain combinations of arguments. Some of them you have to have right types and right combinations of the arguments. They may have some default values. Always good to have a default value. A lot of times when we code, we'll put in some value in the code that's hardwired in at the beginning, saying pi is equal to 3.14. And then if we change that and we actually pass in a value, it's good to always go back and use that initial value as a default. So a lot of times we have a default method, we have a default thing. So that way you can treat the function as a black box and just run with the defaults, but that can be a little bit dangerous. So. And then Jupyter Notebooks has the other way to get in it, which is min, and then you can hit the shift tab to get the doc string for help. And you can write that doc string right into your functions so that you have that available. You get syntax errors when it can't understand the program. When it actually runs and it causes an error, that's a runtime error when you have an execution. So syntax errors happens when you read the code, and runtime errors happen when you execute and you have a trace on the code. So that's what I was going to cover today for the lesson on built-in functions and stuff. So questions, Lucas, Rance, you got anything in your chat you want to port? Pretty simple. Try to cover this faster.
I mean, so far it's been pretty intense for me, so I'd appreciate if we could kind of keep the speed the same.
Yeah.
But so far I think I've kind of gotten at least everything that we went over today.
Yeah. Well, the notes I go off of says that what I covered in 30 minutes should be covered in 10. So I am slowing down. I don't know who can cover that in 10 minutes. But that's built-in functions. So part of it is getting the ideas and getting the main things down to do this. So if we come stop by on Thursday, we're supposed to do, we've covered the variables, data types, built-in functions. We're on to libraries. So these are basically built-in functions that other people have written. And you can find out what they do. And we need libraries because we're going to start reading some tabular data and working with panda data frames. And then we can plot the data because this is supposed to be plotting in programming for in Python. So we really want to get to plotting as quickly as possible because that's where what we want to do. And that's a distinct advantage over something like C. There's no built-in prodding in C. You got to use something else. And it's so cumbersome. We just want to prod up the data a lot of times in science. So that's why Python is so much more higher level, because we can prod stuff with a few lines of code. So, okay. Lance says it's good to go. So tell your friends, tell everybody to join in on Thursday so that we get a few people that do this. And otherwise, maybe Lucas, we can just chat among ourselves here. You can have your own private little lesson.
All right. No worries.
Hopefully we get some other people that want to join in. And there's some people that we're going to join in later. I even invited some of my overseas friends to see if they wanted to join in. So, but it's very early or very late for them. So, being if they're in Asia or in Europe. So, I guess with that, we'll stop the recording. I'll stop my screen share, put back to my image here, my virtual background. And let's figure out how to do this. And Moa could do the controls. So I think, I don't know if I can see, I'm gonna stop the recording and then I may try something. So let me try to stop.